Launching the document dubbed Without Reforms No Elections, or RENE, the former Prime Minister urged SADC leaders to meet and try to find ways of ensuring that the next elections reflect the will of the people of Zimbabwe. He alleged that previous elections were manipulated by President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party, although President Robert Mugabe remains adamant that the polls were free, fair and credible.
SADC must realize that Zimbabwe is no exception. If conditions of elections of free and fair and credible elections can be conducted in Namibia, in Zambia, in Botswana, in South Africa without any dispute, what is wrong with Zimbabwe? There is only thing that is one wrong with Zimbabwe, is that Mugabe does not want to transfer power to the people. But what he is doing is that as long as you don't support me, you are enemies of ZANU-PF.
Tsvangirai said this week's launch of an economic blueprint by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru was a clear message that the country needs reforms before any fresh elections were held, although he fell short of saying that he would work with Mrs. Mujuru in a coalition ahead of the 2018 elections.
But we are saying there is a difference between boycotting an election and putting conditions for a free and fair election. An election is a contest. But if that contest is one-sided, why should you even enter in that contest? It's like fighting with one of your arms folded behind your back. That is the basis of our claim.
Speaking at the same occasion, MDCT General Secretary Douglas Monzora said there were several issues that need to be addressed before the MDCT can participate in any future polls. Monzora said a mechanism must also be drawn to ensure that securocrats do not have a role to play in national elections. The opposition party is also demanding that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission takes full charge of voter registration while a framework is set for Mr. Mugabe to smoothly transfer power in the event that he loses the next elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.